How about this for a bit of a challenge? Would you have thought about taking on climbing Mount Kilimanjaro when you were 13 years old? No, quite frankly. Olivia Maiden from Oxford has set herself exactly that challenge, though, this summer, and for a very special and very personal reason. Olivia and Dad Dan are sitting next to us in the studio. Hi, thanks for coming in to talk to us both.
Thank you very much. I think Olivia's delighted to be missing double math down the road at the Dragon School.
It's all a part of the service of the BBC, Olivia. Right, so tell us what you're doing and why.
Well, I'm doing Kilimanjaro because I wanted to help my sister and I wanted to help Helen and Douglas House, who really helped our family, and Florence while she was ill.
So tell us about Florence. She was your sister.
She was my sister, and I was 6 years old when she was born. And then a year later, she sadly died. But me and my brother always remember her blue eyes, and she's really cute, and we love her so much.
Yeah, she's sadly had a mitochondrial disease, which is called Lee's disease, but it's a rare genetic disorder that I think you've heard a lot in the news about three parent babies recently. It's that same sort of mitochondrial disorder, and she died a few months after her first birthday in my arms, actually, one night. So.
That must have been tough times together as a family.
Yeah, my brother was away at boarding school when that happened, and it was quite sad to wake up.
Yeah, after that, yeah. But you're smiling now, and you're looking forward, and you want to do something for her memory and for everyone that helped her in her short life.
Because they all helped her so much, and I think she had such a good few weeks before she died. We went in the art room, there was a jacuzzi room, and we spent loads of time with her then.
This is at Helen and Douglas House.
Yeah.
Yeah. So once you become a sort of a part of a family that's touched, they say you always stay.
Yeah, I'm sure most of your listeners are familiar with being a local charity here, but I gathered it costs £5 million to run this place, and 85-90% of the donations come from just people like us rather than the government or any other charities. But they stay in touch all the time. They help the siblings of whoever's been lost, the parents, the whole family together, and, of course, the child or the young adult who's unwell through the last few difficult weeks and months.
So your very special sister then is going to help propel you up one of the tallest mountains on earth.
Yeah.
You're 13. You've seen the size of Mount Kilimanjaro. And it's not exactly round here either. It's not as if it's not back in the Banbury. It's in Africa, for heaven's sake. So what's this going to be like climbing Mount Kilimanjaro? What are the pictures in your head?
Very tall. I think when you go to Kilimanjaro in the car, like in the truck place, getting to the start of it, you can see it. It's like seeing, it's just really big when you're.
And this dormant volcano is 50 miles wide, and you can see the top of it from 120 miles away, apparently, which is the equivalent of seeing this studio from Manchester. It's quite a big old mountain, two thirds the size of Everest, and I believe we're doing it in. Attempting to do it in 6 days when I think on Everest they take 3 months to do that.
So are you in mad training then?
We're doing lots of training. In April we went down to the Black Mountains, and then last month in May we went to climb Ben Nevis twice.
Wow.
Twice in a row in 2 days. That was quite tough.
So you're putting the miles in. That's impressive.
And then we were going to the Brecon Beacons with my whole family next week, and we're bringing the same sort of tent. We're going to be taking up Kilimanjaro.
And what's your dad like at pitching a tent? Is he any good?
He's so rubbish, but thankfully, I know that you probably had a lot of people in here who've trekked or know someone who's trekked up Kilimanjaro, and it therefore probably seems like a bit of a walk in the park, especially since you have to, by law, have some support people to help you lug stuff up and thankfully put your tent up to answer your question. But this I mean, it's a bit like starting Kilimanjaro is a bit like the heat of today outside at the bottom, plus 25, but it's minus 25 by the time you get to the top. So you need to take quite a few layers with you and quite a lot of sustenance to last the 6 days and the bizarre range of, it's a bit like going from the equator to the North Pole in 4 days.
Wow.
It's a bit odd.
That's going to take some acclimatizing, and also the lack of oxygen as well, because I think there's about half the level of oxygen at the top as there is at the base.
We have altitude masks for the third day. Well, we test them out on the third day at lunchtime, and then we take them up to the top with us.
It's always a bit worrying that the local Maasai tribe is apparently called Kilimanjaro the House of God, which slightly worries me in itself. But I think Kilimanjaro the challenge is all about the last night. And as you say, altitude is the thing that gets most people rather than the fitness. But on the last night, you start this thing at midnight and you just trudge up a volcanic scree slope for 9 hours until you get to the top at sunrise. And then once getting to the top, you're absolutely exhausted. And then you have the delight of a 6 hour, 10 kilometer hike halfway off the mountain the same day. So it's quite an endurance challenge. But I think it's all about the mental attitude, and she's certainly got a bit of that.
How much are you hoping to raise? Because people have been very generous already, haven't they?
Yeah, we were hoping to raise £5,895. That's
a very specific amount.
It's £1 for every meter that we climb.
I see.
And so far we've raised about that much of money. So
well done. That's really good that you've got that. That moment, your dad's talking about the sunrise on the top there, because it will be one of those incredible views. What will be going through your mind, bearing in mind who you're walking for, when you get to the top and you see that sunrise?
Probably thinking of where the money's going and what we're doing. And I'll just be so happy if I get to the top and tired that I'll probably just want to get off the mountain too. But hopefully when we're down, we can go see Ace Africa, which is also one of the charities we're raising money for. 50% is going to that. That's a charity which is based on the bottom of Kilimanjaro, which helps children and families develop help to get out of poverty from themselves and help themselves get out of intense poverty.
Brilliant. Great work. And I'm sure it'll be a special moment for you, Dan, as well, standing there, bearing in mind what you said about Florence's last moments.
I think it will, actually. But I think, if I'm being honest, I think the governing thought in my mind will be, get me off this mountain as quick as possible. And the thought of poor Olivia spending five nights in a tent with me snoring away. I decided it was now or never with Olivia, because when she's a proper teenager in a couple of years' time, the thought for mutually is probably not that attractive as spending 6 days in a tent together. Nothing personal, Olivia.
I admire your realism and honesty. Both best of luck. When do you go?
A month. This week.
The 7th to the 12th of August.
Yeah. Well, stay in touch. We'd love to hear how you get on and keep raising the money. And best luck with the training. Go and do some more mountains.
Thank you, Harris.
Thank you.
Lovely to meet you both, Olivia and Dan Maiden.